Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 41. It says, "Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too." Wow, what a statement, right? Now imagine this, my dear brothers and sisters. You are at a restaurant with someone who's meal is around $15, and when the bill comes, they struggle over the tip. They have $2 left and know that 10% is the bare minimum. So instead of simply leaving the $2, they spend time breaking it into change to leave exactly $1.5. Now, what difference would it have made if they had just left the full $2? To the waiter or waitress, that extra 50 cents could have meant much more than money. It could have been a message that says, "I see you, I value your effort, you matter," right? That server might not even notice the amount in detail, but God notices your heart. The Bible says, the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6, "Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. A small act of kindness can ripple into something far greater." Going the extra mile doesn't always mean doing something grand. Sometimes it's the little gestures, a slightly larger tip, a kind word, an unexpected act of help that make the biggest difference. My dear brothers and sisters, the truth is, we can have incredible faith, deep biblical knowledge, and even impressive holiness, but if love is missing, we fall short of God's standard, right? That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:1. And 13:2, it says, "Love is shown most clearly when we go beyond what is required, when we do more than what's expected," right? So how can we apply this word to our personal lives? I'll give you a few pointers to encourage you today. Number one, in your daily life, look for small ways to bless others. Hold the door a bit longer, smile, encourage, or give a little extra when you can. Number two, in your relationships, choose to forgive, extend grace, or listen longer than necessary. These extra miles build love and trust. Number three, in serving God, don't just do the minimum in prayer, giving, or service. Offer your best with joy. It's an expression of love for Him. Fourthly and lastly, in the workplace or your school or college, instead of doing just what's required, add excellence, add kindness. It sets you apart and it glorifies God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Father, we know that you are a loving God, you are a kind God, you are a gracious and a merciful God. You never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We appreciate you, we applaud you, and we honor you for who you are in our lives. And I pray that, Lord, we'll become more and more like you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for showing us what it means to go the extra mile through Jesus' example of love. Teach us, O Lord, to live with a generous heart, to see opportunities for kindness in the little things, and to serve others with joy. Abba Father, help us not to settle for the bare minimum, but to reflect your love in the way we give, we speak, and we act. Abba Father, I pray that may our lives overflow with small, intentional acts of love that point others to you. Let there be a testimony, O Father. Let there be an opportunity of praise and an opportunity where people will come and ask of that kindness, that you will be alone glorified. Lord, today as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, lead them, guide them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, O Lord, because they are yours. I also lift up brothers and sisters and children who may be sick in our midst, O Father. We know that sickness does not come forth from you, and therefore we take authority over it and we cast it out in Jesus' name. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the praise for your healing virtue that flows into the body of Christ at large. And we honor you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.